Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Rad Reality Show Network, but we're going to kick it off with our intro. Well, let's get the show on the road. Big Brother's right around the corner. So, hey, everyone sit back and enjoy. Because you know what? You know what day it is? It's Monday. That means it's Manic Monday. And that means it's time for... That's right, Manic Monday. Welcome to the show. Hello, everyone in the chat room. We have a special guest tonight.
Big Brother's coming up. Can't believe Big Brother's coming up. It's like a week and 2 days away.
But the chat room is filling up. So if you want to call in and talk Big Brother, 347-237-5506.
Welcome, Big Brother fans and Big Brother Canada fans. I'm Cherry Garcia. Tonight is Monday, June 15th, 2015. I'd like to say thank you for joining us here at the Rad Reality Show Network. We're about to start the Manic Monday show with our host, Michelle Costa from Big Brother 10, also known as the beautiful Portuguese Princess of Providence. And just like she always does every Manic Monday show, she's bringing the fans a wonderful special guest tonight from Big Brother Canada Season 3. Neha Sareen will be joining us, Michelle, to chat about Big Brother Canada 3 and about Big Brother 17 that is just days away now. So if you have questions or if you just want to call in and say hi to Neha and Michelle, call 1-347-237-5506. And once you're on our switchboard, please press the number 1 key to let us know that you want to join us on air. Now, aside from myself, there's another co-host who always helps out with things behind the scenes, and that is Paul from Minnesota. Let's say a quick hi to him and see what's going on with him up in Minnesota, and then we'll get this party started. Paul, what is going on up in Minnesota land?
Hi, Cherry. Hi, everyone. Like everything's going on in all the Big Brother fandom, we're excited to start hearing about the new season, certainly. And the other thing is we're playing the St. Louis Cardinals. Our Minnesota Twins are playing the Cardinals for 3 games in St. Louis, and then you follow us up to Minneapolis for 3 more games, like a home at home. So that is something I'm looking forward to, I guess. But holy cow, we're getting to see the video inside the new house, and then tomorrow morning we get to see the cast, and it's very exciting. But I'm excited this time of year and ready to talk all about Big Brother Canada too.
I know. Sounds like a lot of fun. Well, let's play her intro and get our host up here with us and let her join the party. Here we go, folks. Costa.
Is it okay if I talk, Handler? Handler, I think I'm on live.
Hello?
Hi.
Happy Manic Monday, everybody.
You're not going to do that to us again.
I mean, is it like deja vu? I mean, didn't we think last year that I was in La La Land?
Yeah.
I am staring out the window. And it's
stop it.
Had me going
very
crazy.
Universal Studio-ish like.
Are you excited to do your interviews tomorrow morning?
I am very excited, actually. Jeff better hold on to his seats. Yeah, so everybody who's out there that sent me messages and stuff, I am not in sequester, though I wish I was. And thank you for wishing that I was there again for 7 years now. Not that I'm counting. Big brother, put me back in the house. I mean, we kind of got an idea that it's going to be new house guests. So, as Julie said. But anyway, welcome to Manic Mondays, everybody. I might be a little bit in La La Land, but I'm in La La Land here with you tonight. We have a great guest, Naya from Big Brother Canada 3 is calling in. So if you have questions for her, you think about those questions. Think hard. And when you do call in, press 1-347-237-5506. There's a lot to talk about tonight. I first off want to say I want to wish my beautiful niece, Hallie Mae Costa, a congratulations on graduating high school, Ponegansett on Friday. Oh, my gosh. Can I just say I had a moment.
What kind?
Well, it was like a lot of different emotions. First off, if you follow my brother, Stephen Costa, he, you know, put this beautiful Facebook message up saying, you know, that his daughter is going to have a chapter in his, her life will close and open. And for him will be another chapter also closing and opening. And it's hard for him to deal with. So it was an emotional thing, you know. It was a lot of us there was me, my brother, obviously, my mom, my dad, my aunt, my uncle, his wife, his wife's mother and sister and niece
don't
and my nieces.
Anybody.
No, I don't want to miss anybody. And if you guys go onto my Facebook, and scroll down till you see a video that I posted up of when Hallie Mae got her diploma from the high school. And when you guys hear, you hear like the girl before, you know, the crowd is very calm, cool, clapping. And then you hear the Costa family, bullhorn and all. The bullhorn was going off. We were screaming at the top of our lungs.
Wait. One of your family members had a bullhorn?
Yes, Mike, who is our adoptive brother, uncle, everything. He brought a bullhorn, and we went crazy. There was people sitting in front. He videotaped the entire thing. People sitting in front, and they turned around and was, like, looking. And their face on the videotape was hilarious. So if you guys get a chance, check that out. Not right now. As soon as you guys get off call, make sure you go check it out. You're going to love it. But she's going to Rhode Island College, but she's actually going to Florida for a couple months. So my brother, for the first time in 18 years as a single father, will be alone with his wife. Yes.
I want to know, did she hate you for embarrassing her?
No. At first, when we first got there, you know, it's before the graduation, she's wearing white. I'm like, want to kiss her, and I have like bright
pink lipstick on. And she's like, ew, get away, Tia. Tia's aunt in Portuguese. She's like, get away. And I'm like, oh, my God, I can't even believe you wouldn't even kiss me right now, you know? And she's like, get away. So as soon as she was done, we met her in the parking lot in the back because that's where they let the graduates out. And she was screaming at the top of her lungs, and we jumped, and she let me kiss her, and she screamed at me because it was pink, and I told her it's okay. It looks like blush. But at that point, no, she loved every minute of it. And then we also told my other niece, who will be graduating in a couple of years, we're not only going to bring a bullhorn, but we're going to bring the infamous Saturday Night Live cowbell. So she's prepared for even a worse embarrassment.
You guys are awful.
Yes, no, it was awesome. It was absolutely awesome. And to see my niece's face at the end, because I was like, I think she's afraid because I kept, like, screaming her name and stuff. And I was like, I was afraid that she's going to, like, hate me. But she was, like, so happy. So it was such a beautiful moment for me and my family. You know, it was awesome. So I hope you guys check out the pictures, too. I don't know if you and Cherry or Paul got to see the pictures, but they were beautiful.
Yeah.
We also have just a couple of things. I know myself and Cherry, I just want to give a condolence from the Rad Reality family for Manic Monday and everybody that's listening to my dear friend Rich Gene George and his family. He went on a trip to Costa Rica with his brother and his cousins for a birthday party, and he passed away. He was taken away by rip current and did not survive. He was a police officer for 4 years in a town, a couple of towns over from me, and sadly, he will be missed, and it's very hurtful to my heart. And I know Cherry wants to probably give something from her heart herself right now at this moment. Cherry, do you want to just say something real quick?
Well, my mom's oldest sister passed away on June 12th, and the very same day, my very, very dear friend, Kate Bell, from Georgia, had a horrific car accident, five-car collision, and she flipped her car and was on her roof as she bounced off of a number of other cars and was life-flighted. She's in very critical condition in a hospital in Georgia. And so my aunt was in hospice. We knew she was going to leave us. Kate was such a surprise, and we need prayers for her.
Well, of course, we're sending prayers to everybody out there, and for yourself, Cherry, as well, that has anything in the nature of, you know, hospice or anything of this, that nature. We send our love and prayers. We don't want to be Debbie Downers, but we also want to let everybody know that we're there for that, each other. And if anybody needs anything, you guys know you can always message us, contact us if you have our number, or vice versa. We're all here together, aren't we, Paul and Cherry and the Manic Money family, right? We're one big,
that's right,
huge family. And not to do a segue, but speaking of a huge family, we are also all connected through Big Brother, and Big Brother 17 is right around the corner. So prepare for your summers to be over, folks. Make sure you send those letters, texts, emails to your proper family and friends to let them understand that you will not probably answer any of their phone calls or care what they have to say unless they watch Big Brother or the live feeds. Tomorrow, the cast will be announced, which I cannot wait to see if there's anybody from Rhode Island or from the cast. The house was revealed today, Cherry and Paul. Oh, my God. Did you guys see it? It was, like, very underwater-ish along with, like, comic book-ish type of feel.
Yeah,
Cherry, the pictures. What did you think, Paul? I mean, it was weird kind of, like, mix, right?
Yeah, I was just going to say, you brought up, you know, the underwater and that type of thing and the comic books, and I don't know, couldn't figure out the connection, you know, theme-wise between the two, but They certainly have a kind of a beachy theme, like in the backyard, and that bridge that extends from the upstairs hallway outside the HOH all the way to the outside wall, and it looks like it's a glass floor. Yeah,
it's like glass floor, but they say there's like clouds or something within it, so that you feel like you're kind of like, or some. It's either underwatery or it's clouds or something, but it added space, Paul. It's 115 square feet, I believe, to be exact. Not that I'm trying to crunch numbers, but I am. Of extra space, and that's extra room where there'll be people that can overlook conversations rather than being level to level, because that's not really happened too much up in the HOH area. Usually there's the chest board, which is
right
directly in front of the HOH, which can be watched by the HOH room. So I'm wondering if the HOH room, when they get their, powers of you being able to utilize that TV, are they going to be able to see that room or that area? But it's definitely a very beachy, underwatery theme. There's like this huge wave kind of like structure that's like 50 feet tall in the living/eviction room. And the bedrooms look really cool. And I don't know.
But they
I'm
used to call the photo
that...
booth room. It seems smaller, a lot less room now, doesn't it to you?
Sometimes it could be the angle of the way they would take the pictures and stuff or what they have in it. Are you talking about the one that has the hammock in it now?
Yeah.
That's not
my seating space.
Yeah.
I think it's because, like, the way it was before, it was kind of set up like two different, like, seating areas that you can lay in, and now it's just open to that one big hammock thing. They could have, like, I don't know, maybe taken a little bit out, but that's what it seemed to me that
I'm sorry my mind went there, but I just thought that's not going to be very easy to get down and dirty on.
Well, Paul, I mean, they can get down and dirty on basically anything in there. I mean, it seems pretty adequate for that.
I know,
so just kidding.
It seems like every season, if there is anybody getting it on, they always end up in that room, and I'm sorry.
Paul, you're forgetting the age of these kids. They can go anywhere.
For some romances, showmances, any kind of mansion.
Cherry, you're so right, and I'm sorry to do this, but because the show is over, we don't have time for this, but this is for you, Cherry, because I didn't clip it before.
Last night, I turned our apartment into a planetarium show with some moon pies and some wine as a romantic gesture for Davina. However, we still have not consummated our marriage. We have still not had sex. She wants to fall in love before she has sex. But I have played with things below the Mason-Dixon line with Davina, and she has felt below my Mason-Dixon line. She knows I'm Italian.
Big things are happening.
Whoa. That was intense.
Mason-Dixon line.
Somebody needs to cross my Mason-Dixon line. Jesus.
Oh, my Lord.
For those that don't know.
I didn't think I'd be laughing tonight, but. You got me, Paul.
Those that don't know, that is from the show Married at First Sight from this season that's just wrapping up. Reunion show, part one is tomorrow night, and part two is the next week. But you had said you wished I had a clip of that, and I found it for you, Cherry.
Well, that was pretty
Thank
epic.
Thank you so much. That was so funny.
I don't want to watch it now. I don't
we
watch
do
it, but I want to watch it now.
We do have a doctor in the house, a chiropractic doctor, Michelle.
Yes. Oh, well, let's go off the segue and go to our special guest. Let's bring her up. And, Paul, I'm sure you have some kind of intro for her as well.
You want me to do it, Cherry?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
And we have. Neha, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Neha, girl. It's Michelle. How are you?
I'm fabulous. How are you doing, Michelle?
Well, first off, I just want to say I got chills from listening to that fabulous intro song for you. I'm sure you got chills as well.
I did. It just reminded me of what just happened a couple months ago. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Amazing.
Well, first off, I just want to say thank you for coming on Manic Monday. Obviously, I'm Michelle, and we got to spend a lot of time together. You're also on with Cherry and Paul, and we're welcoming you on Manic Monday.
Thank you so much for having me, guys. I'm so excited.
Well, first
All
off,
right.
Let's talk about the Big Brother Canada finale party that we attended
yeah.
together, girl. We'll keep some of the details out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think that's probably safe to say. We should do that. Yeah, it was an amazing, amazing party. I'm so happy that I got to meet you. I was, like, starstruck. I couldn't believe it. But, yeah, it was such an amazing party, as you know. We Canadians really know how to throw a party.
Oh, my God. You guys
what?
Party hard. And I'll tell you what, that club that we went to, Rumors, did they not
yep.
hook us up or what?
Yes, for sure. For sure. It was awesome. It was free bottle all night.
Bottle service, Paul, like you read about.
Oh,
I mean,
goodness.
we couldn't even put the bottle down. And there was she was like, what do you need? I'm like, oh, that's empty. The orange juice, the vodka. Like, we were being bombarded. Like, I felt so bad for you guys, but at the same time, I was excited for you because I was like, oh my God, you know, their Big Brother fans are so crazy. They were going over the red velvet ropes, Neha, weren't they, to come after
yeah,
you guys?
Yeah, yeah. It was actually insane. It was phenomenal, though. We loved each and every second of it because
okay.
it was like our first
Neha,
real experience, yeah.
Neha, I need, for our listeners that may not know, why were you starstruck with Michelle? Are you like a super fan or something? Have you seen...
Yeah, I've seen Michelle's season. I've seen every season of Big Brother. I'm a massive fan of the show. Like, crazy.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't know you saw my season because a lot of the Big Brother Canada people were like, oh, I've seen you, I've heard of you, but I haven't actually watched. So you watched Big Brother 10. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I've watched it all. So I saw everything. So I knew exactly.
And
your
whole family's into it. And here's something I didn't realize. I know it's all over the world, but I did not know there was one in India. And you've even watched that one.
Yeah, so it's called Big Boss in India. And my mom watches it all the time. So whenever I'm home, I get to watch it with her because it's on the Indian channels that we have at home. And it's very, very different than what we have in the States and in Canada, but it's just the context or the idea of it is the same.
Interesting, you know, because Portugal actually has their own, too. It's named different. It's called Casa de Segredos, which means House of Secrets, but it's also
right.
Big Brother, and they do the same
yep.
thing, but it's a little bit different. It's amazing how the world has just accepted Big Brother in all their different ways. What was it like? First off, I know you're not allowed to tell anybody in your family, but how was it when they found out that you were on it? Did they freak out, or were they like, what's Big Brother? What were the dynamics? Because that was how my family was.
Yeah, my family freaked out because they know that I'm, like, a massive super fan of the show. We all watched it growing up. We watched the American version, like, for the past, 15 years, I'd say. So while I was growing up in my family, my parents watched it, my brothers and sisters watched it. So everyone knows, like, how obsessed I am with the game. And they also knew that I had applied in the last couple seasons or so of the... Are you there? Sorry. Is my phone
still working? Yo, we're listening to you.
Okay.
You're good.
Yeah. Yeah, so they had known that I had applied in the past couple of seasons, so everyone's really, really excited that I made it through.
So how is the process for you? Can you let people know out there a little bit, like, how you got on? maybe some pointers, because it is a difficult process. You have to be mentally, obviously physically, but mentally strong to deal with the process. I'm not quite sure if it's the same as it is in America, but just give maybe a little bit. I know you can't tell too much, but just some kind of tips.
Yeah, so I applied through an open call, and I went to the Toronto Toronto casting, and pretty much that's it. And what I did was I just showed the casting team who I was times 10. You really have to stand out, I think, and that's the only way they're going to see you through hundreds of thousands of people that are there. So my best advice, everyone who asks me, I'm just like, be yourself. Because you can't act like you're something you're not, because that will come out, and they are professionals in what they do, so they know. So be yourself, but make sure you stand out. So I always say just be yourself times 10.
Yeah, and
did
my key word always is what doesn't come out in the rinse comes out in the wash. So if you're going to give them bullshit, it's going to come out eventually. Just be yourself exaggerated.
Yep,
your 100%. Fabulous self.
Was this the first season you tried out?
No, I tried out for the first and second season.
So do you like, would you have said, oh, you know, sometimes coming out, people like, oh, you know, I wish I had been picked for this season or this season. I think I would have done better. Do you have those thoughts like, oh, I wish I had done season one, or if they picked me for season two, or are you happy with being chosen for season three? Because, you know, I'll be honest with you, you guys were so great and so great to watch. You know, you all respected each other, you know, and so what did you feel about that? Did you feel like you got picked for the right season?
I don't know, like I for sure, like my season was amazing. Like I love every single person. We're all really, really great friends. Everyone's super nice, and like that's, I think that kind of did show in the game, because there wasn't a lot of drama or that sort of thing. But I think it would have been easier to play the game in the previous two seasons. I think because of all the twists that they had this year, I think it made it difficult to play the game. The game has kind of changed in the Canadian version, I think, anyways. So I think you would, if you had a strategy, it'd be easier to be successful in the previous two seasons than this season. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it was it's very twisted. Like, I feel like as soon as someone was showing their potential, that person went home. So it was kind of, it kind of sucked in a way. For me,
so
just because I went home on a twist.
Yeah,
yeah, that must be irritating. That must be one of those things, you know, because it could help you and it could hurt you, because if you play the game, say, physically right, and then, you know, you have the right alliances, this twist can come up and take that all away. Or you could be the person that, you know, that is down in the barrels, and this twist can come up and lift you up. So it's like, it really doesn't matter how much of a strategy, who you have an alliance with, how good you are at competitions. A twist can just ruin everything, Naya. It could just take it all away. So what do you do at that point? Do you just throw everything in and hope for the best and hope the cards stick?
I guess so. I don't know. It's really hard to go in with a strategy. Like, you just can't do it anymore, because anything can pop up out of anywhere. So
hard to say. I hate instant eviction. You know, they've done it previous BB Canada. And what I really hate about it is you have really no chance. You know, you can't play for veto. You really can't campaign. And not only that, I don't know if you are one that went back when you got home and watched the episodes, but to watch and hear Kevin wanting to switch his nominations after you talked with him. Did you see that episode?
I sure did.
over and over again.
it's brutal. Yeah, unreal. First of all, I hate instant evictions. Second of all, this year's instant eviction was very different than what they've previously done. Usually on an instant eviction, the nominations are made right when the ceremony's happening, so right when we're called for the ceremony. But he had made his nominations the night before for some reason. And if he had made his nominations at the time of the ceremony, things would be very, very different, because we had that talk, I flipped the house, and it's all pretty much for nothing.
Absolutely. I was watching back some of the episodes today, and I went back, rewound, and listened. First of all, I was confused at the time I watched when you had the knockout HOH competition, and that was based on memory from the Big Brother Zoo.
Yep.
And they've done that in the U.S., waking people up. I don't know how many times they woke you guys up, but you...
A million.
You really paid attention. But why was it that Godfrey was so after you? And then I'll get to my observation. Answer that first, and I have to bring something up that bothers me.
Good question.
All right. Not a freaking clue. Godfrey was literally, like, basically Greg was in his ear, and Bruno was in Greg's ear. Bruno saw me as a strong woman or a strong player, and he was just, like, scared, I guess. And so he got into Greg's ear, and Greg was, like, pretty much the only person that Godfrey was talking to. There's really no sense in Godfrey going after me. It was really, like, ridiculous because we had no – there was nothing that ever occurred that would make us against each other. So he was playing Greg's tune, and Greg and Bruno had it out for me for some reason. They saw me as being strong. They're the ones who started the whole season saying, Greg would say, oh, she's Netta from season two. And I honestly think that was ridiculous. It was based on my name being similar and most probably the fact that I have black hair and dark skin. And that's where he found the similarity. You know what I mean? If I was, you know, a blonde girl, he probably wouldn't think that, but I don't know. Anyway, so it started from there. They saw me as a strong person and they wanted to get rid of me, I guess. And then that's
okay. Here's what I was referring to watching it and rewinding and listening on the round that you faced Ashley and you went out on. The camera was on her, but I swear to God, I heard a click before she clicked in, and I'm thinking, my God, did Neha hit her button before Ashley and it didn't register? Can you address that, or am I just hearing things wrong?
I got to go home and watch. I got to go watch that now. I never even realized that. If that's the case, then my heart's broken right now.
It showed you and you were getting ready to answer, and oh my God, did you pay attention, because you knew all the answers. You were so good at that, and they showed you and you were listening and you were ready to hit it, and then the camera went exclusively to Ashley, and I swear I heard a, you know, and then I saw Ashley hit it. Go back and watch it and see if I'm crazy. But
somebody get to it right now.
Yeah, please.
Breaking
someone
news.
Investigate
breaking
that.
News.
I have not a clue. But that'd be pretty heartbreaking if that was the case.
And the other thing is, we had Greg on the show last week, and he said when they were forming the Chop Shop that he really wanted you to be in it.
Yeah.
Did he tell you that in the jury house?
Yeah, he told me that he made a big mistake by picking Willow and Ashley, and in reality he should have picked me, and I agree.
Yeah, no, he was adamant about it, Nay. He said, you know, that was one of his biggest mistakes that he made was not having you. He wanted to have you, and I feel like probably psychologically they wanted you because you were the strong girl. And then when they decided that, no, it wasn't, you were the first target, because if you weren't what they were going to pick, you were obviously the top of their list. It was either you joined them or you were against it, and you didn't even know this was going on.
Yep. I had I had pegged out two alliances, and they were a combination of the Chop Shop. So I actually knew that what was going on exactly. I just didn't know it was called Chop Shop. And I even called out Zach and JP about it. So Zach was an official member, JP wasn't. But and I told him I knew. Essentially, I told him I knew what was going on. But yeah, like it kills me and it boggles my mind that people don't want a strong person on their side, but they want someone who's weak on their side. You know what I mean? They could have, like, I most likely would have been a stronger player than Ashley and Willow. But they didn't want that. Like, why not? Like, you want all these strong guys. Like, hey, let's get the Beefcake. Let's get Zach in there. Let's get the big guy, Greg. Let's put in Bobby, who's physically fit. Let's put in these strong personalities and people. And then, but for a woman, you don't want that. Like, that's my thing. Like, I don't get it. Like, why not have someone who's strong and smart? Like, why not, like, someone who's openly smart? I don't know. It's weird to me. But, yeah, they didn't.
Well, in the beginning, you would think that that's what they would want at first, so that they could overpower people and then take everybody out as it goes down. But like I said, I think that was their mind frame. But you actually had a couple alliances besides that. You actually did have an alliance with Sarah, the person who won.
Did you ever name it?
Yeah, you guys didn't really have a name for it. Was it called Final Two Deal?
Yeah, pretty much. So me and Sarah were together, and it was going to be us two. We wanted to kind of pull off. Our whole thing was we wanted to pull off a Will and Boogie sort of deal. So every time I saw her, we didn't officially name it, but every time I saw her, I'd take her hat and put it to the side. Like, you know, Boogie would wear his hat like that to the side, like his cap. And then I would be... She didn't know I was a doctor, but I wanted to be the fucking mastermind, like Dr. Will, in a sense. And that was our plan. But we were with Brittany from the first day. So how Brittany and Sarah were the fembots, I was an original fembot member. And they never showed it because, obviously, I went out too early. So when they started editing the whole Brittany and Sarah thing, then they showed them being the fembots. But anyways, we were the fembots. And then
do you think
I
that they did that because... You were kind of trying, which, you know, you have to play your game, trying to get Brittany out. So do you think that they were just not showing that because of that, you know?
I think they just needed to show Sarah and Brittany together from, like, the beginning of the season. But, yeah, I was in there when the fembots were created. But, yeah, I did. Yeah, you're right. I did try to take out Brittany, but... The reason my logic there was is Cindy would have been a bigger target than Brittany, so it's better for me if Cindy stayed. And if Cindy
why they didn't show that, you know what I mean? Because, you know, whatever reason, I really don't know, you know, I can't predict it, but that's why I think they didn't show that, because if you were a part of that, you know, they should have shown that, but they did not.
Exactly. No, they did not.
Okay, I have to go back a little bit because one of our chatters posted in the chat room, Thomas Face One, said he watched that episode too, between the question between you and Ashley, and he said it sounded like you hit it first, and he also said that Twitter, Big Brother Canada was all over it on Twitter, too, during the time. So I wasn't crazy.
We've started controversy.
I've got a trivia question for you. It's 21968. Can you answer that?
21968? Is that that's a code for Crack the Code, I think.
Okay.
Oh, goodness. The code. The infamous code. Were you happy as a clam that that code was broken?
Yeah, it was awesome. I was like, I need to get out of this outfit. I was wearing this, like, sequined gold dress and 3 days straight, and I was like, I need to put something comfortable on. So I was quite happy when we got our clothing and our belongings and food and all that jazz.
Okay.
Now, Naya, the best moment in the house? I know that it's hard to think what could be the best moment, but just something that you will always stick in your head and you say, I will never forget that for the rest of my life.
Honestly, for me, it's probably like walking in the house, because I have like dreamed of Big Brother for like my whole life, for the past 15 years, ever since he was airing in the States. I'm just obsessed with the game, the huge, biggest fan. And I always imagine, every time a new season starts, I'd always imagine myself doing that. Like, I was at a point in my life where, like, back in the day where I was like, oh, maybe I should, like, somehow try to get citizenship into the state so I can apply. that's how obsessed I am. And I never thought I'd
love
Canada.
It.
Yeah. So, that moment, just walking into the house, like, that's it. And obviously, like, my time was cut way too short. So I didn't get to get all those memories that all my other friends in the house have. But... I'd say walking into the house, that was unreal for me. It was like surreal.
Well, I've never applied. I've never been in, but it's been a while, but I used to have recurring dreams of being in Big Brother. And not only was I in there once, but I kept coming back and I would introduce myself to the new house guests and say, yeah, I was also on season 1 and 3 and...
So you might have been Jesse. You could have came dressed up as a monkey,
Jesse,
Paul.
For real. I know, eh?
Jesse came back like 5 years in a row. I mean,
he's
the dream
like
that
season.
Jesse had.
Yeah, every season the guy's on.
I had the same dream, but mine has been a nightmare ever since. No, I'm just kidding.
you got to play in a POV. You got to play. You got a have-not. You had some experiences other people that were in there for a short period of time did not have. I know you'd want to stay in longer, but
we wanted to see you. We'll be like,
absolutely.
You were one of my first picks. I was like,
yeah,
she looks like she's going to be dominant. I think she's going to have good gameplay. And then at the same time, I thought you were kind of like me, like your gameplay could have, and I've actually read this about you, make you or break you.
Yeah.
And you thought that was like your asset and then your Achilles.
Yeah.
Because I think it was really like kind of what you said, you know, you were a good overall athlete, good overall player. You could intermingle with people and that could be your demise depending how it goes. And that, unfortunately, you know, you got screwed, and I could have only imagined what would have happened if you stayed in that house. Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Let's talk about, you know, All-Stars Canada coming up soon, Naya out in the forefront. Because I want to see what you would do in that house, you know, because you are a strong athlete. And I think that you would have been, you know, definitely in the forefront, definitely winning a lot of competitions. And,
You
know, twist those, we don't like it sometimes.
Yeah.
I know. I hear you.
That hanging on the rope comp, I really thought that I would see you and Cindy in the final two. And I really thought that you would pull it out. And, I mean, the look on Cindy's face when you actually dropped, she was shocked that you didn't beat her. I mean, that was a tough competition. But, holy cow, girl, you
We were on there for over 90 minutes. It was insane. And it was so close. Like, I didn't actually watch the episode. That's the one episode I haven't seen just because I don't really want to watch it. But
I hear you, girl.
So that was, like, it was literally seconds difference. That we, like, you know, the fall between both of us. So it's pretty insane. And, it was tough. It was a real tough competition, but what can you do, right? But, yeah, I think there's – I'm hearing it a lot from a lot of people. They're like, we want to see what you could have done. Like, you flipped the house before you left. You really showed that you had the potential to be, like, a mastermind, a great player, and they didn't get to see it. So hopefully one day they do.
I have another clip that I really want to play before, you know, because we have a Big Brother Canada on. This was, to me, one of the funniest double entendres that I heard. And you were still in the house for this, although you weren't competing in the POV. But I have to play this, and you'll recognize it, I'm sure.
All right.
Not really a fan of the beaver, but I'm totally loving this costume. It may be these logs, but Willow is starting to give me some wood in that beaver costume, and I think I need to jump in this cold water to calm down.
Oh, we always love a beaver.
That's hilarious. Yep. Damn it, comp.
Damn it is right.
Yeah, for real. That's hilarious. Yeah, I remember that one for sure. Johnny and JP with their words. They're hilarious.
Now, a question for you. I mean, when you came out of the house, I know when I got out, it took me about 4 years to watch the show fully. You said you watched some episodes. When you got out, how was it? I mean, first off, just the fact that you're the queen, you know, and, you know, just coming out and everybody recognizing you, how has that been for you? I mean, I know the Big Brother America fans are crazy. Big Brother Canada fans, they're even crazier because they've been subdued for, you know, they've just been at it for 3 years. How has that? Let us know what you've been feeling throughout all the love.
Oh, my God, it's been unreal. Everyone is so supportive. When I was coming out, everyone's like, oh, you're going to have a lot of fans, and you're also going to have a lot of people hating on you. I've gotten minimal hate, and, like, it's amazing. Everyone loves me so much, and they're just insane. I can't even describe, like, how unreal it feels. how everyone was cheering for me. And every time I meet someone, they're like, oh, my God, you're our favorite. We wish you went back in. We wish you didn't get screwed. So it's crazy. It's kind of bittersweet because it's like I came out and I saw, like, I was, like, a fan favorite and I had all this potential. People thought I would do well. And then I'm like, shit, like, I kind of messed – like, not that I messed up, but, like, I didn't. So it kind of sucked in that sense. But I'm just really grateful for all the support and the fact that everyone wanted to see me play and still wants to see me play. So it's cool.
Michelle, we have one of those crazy Canada fans on the switchboard right now.
Oh, my gosh. Naya, do you mind us taking a live caller right now? They love you, I'm sure. I'm sure because I've been tweeted all day long of people that kept telling me, I'm calling in. I said, all right.
Here we go. We have Sebastian. You're on with Neha. How are you?
Hi, Neha. How are you?
Hey, Sebastian. How's it going?
Good. You?
Great. I'm fantastic.
You're also, before you ask the question, I was just going to let her know that you're in Toronto, correct?
Yes, I am.
Oh, awesome. We're both in Toronto. That's great.
What's your question, Sebastian?
How was Winnipeg?
Oh, Winnipeg was fabulous. I just got back today. I went to Winnipeg on Thursday to spend some time with Johnny, and Zach came from Regina. And we did some meet and greets, and we went partying. And I was sad to leave today because we had a fabulous time, and it was just amazing. It was phenomenal.
I know, because I was like, hey, Naya, did you get my message? She's like, totally sorry. I was in Winnipeg. I was like, girl, live it up. Amazing. Have fun.
Yeah, it was
what did you
unreal.
Guys do? Did you guys do like a meet and greet? Did you guys just get
so,
together? What did you guys do there?
Oh, we did everything that you can imagine. So we did a meet and greet at one of the malls in Winnipeg. It's called KP Mall or something along those lines. And then we went out partying, and then we participated in Gay Pride. It was their pride this weekend, so we were on the float on their parade yesterday, and we went to a bunch of the pride parties. And they have a place called The Forks. It's like a park area, and they had all these tents and all these people hanging out. So we did that. They have the X there, which is like kind of like a carnival that rotates throughout Canada. And we participated in that. We went on a bunch of rides. It was really cool. I had like an unreal weekend. We were just chatting like on the telephone, myself and Zach and Johnny. And we were just like, shit, like we wish we were still there. Like it was so sad leaving this morning because we had such an amazing time together.
I have a little special connection to Winnipeg. I've never been there, but my mother's mother emigrated from Sweden when she was 7 years old. It would be about 1901. They moved to Winnipeg from Sweden, and they ended up moving down to the Minneapolis area, I think when she was about 19 years old. So my genealogy went through Through Winnipeg.
Nice. Ooh. Yeah, it's a cool place. Yeah.
Well, Sebastian, do you have any other questions for the fabulous Neha?
Neha, would you do a meet and greet in Toronto soon?
Yes. Oh, my God, Sebastian. I'm planning to do something very, very soon, actually. I'm just trying to put it together, and I will definitely let you know. I'll be tweeting it out. I'll put it on my Instagram, on Facebook, and all that jazz. So I'll let you guys know when it is, and I'll definitely be trying to put it on in Toronto soon. There's so many of us from Toronto that it just makes sense for us to do it anyways. So it's going to happen pretty soon, though. I'll tell you that much.
Awesome.
Neha,
Sebastian,
you know,
do you have any other questions, Sebastian, for Neha? And I'm sure you're super excited to know that she's going to be doing a meet and greet soon.
Yep. My last question is, can you tell me if Zach and Asha are still together?
I have no idea. I can't comment on that.
There's no comment on other people's relationships or anything like that. We don't know people. We don't know what's going on. Just because we live with them for forever, we don't know those details.
Those were some great questions, Sebastian. Thanks so much for calling in, bud.
Thanks, Sebastian. I'll see you in Toronto.
By the way, hi, Michelle.
Hi, Sebastian. Love you, babe.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Thanks, Sebastian.
Bye.
Okay. One thing I do want to talk to Naya about, which I have a little grudge, Naya.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. So I've been waiting for these tasty chocolates that I was told.
God, yes.
Wait. Don't even go there, girl, yet. I was told by her that I would have them brought to my room as I waited patiently by the door.
Oh, okay.
For these fabulous chocolates, and if a lot of people don't know, she does crack backs, but she is also an entrepreneur. Maybe some people don't know what I'm talking about, but can you just let me know if, like, UPS is going to send them? But anyway, we'll
yes.
talk about that later.
Yeah, for sure.
Can you talk a little bit about your chocolate, baby?
Yeah, so I have a little chocolate company. It's called Indulgence Truffles, so they're luxury custom-made truffles. And the premise behind my company is that I want to create beautiful things that will tantalize your taste buds, but also your eyes. So I make these beautiful little truffles, and they're absolutely unreal. And I can't believe I didn't get you any in Niagara, but definitely will be sending you some soon. Yeah, they're just amazing truffles. I have like over 60, 70 different flavors. I try to like touch on flavors of the from different parts of the world. So I have like an East Indian collection or a South Asian collection, a Southeast Asian collection, a French collection. I have nothing from Portugal, though, so you'll have to tell me what your sweets are that you make, and then I'll include
them. Oh, girl,
I
will get it to you. Don't you
yeah,
worry
about that.
Yeah, let me
know what it's called, and I'll
get that
flavor
in there.
As
soon as I get the chocolates, it'll be like an even trade. You give me, I give you at the same time.
Perfect.
Do you have a website?
Yeah.
Neha.
Yes, I do have a website. It's called www.indulgencetruffles.com. And I'm also really big on Instagram for my truffle company, and it's just at Indulgence Truffles.
So wait, is it something that people
heavenly.
Can, like, specially order? Like, can they be like, I want to order it for myself, or does it have to be a bulk order, or does it have to be a special order?
Good
and
question.
Can you please order me some now? I'm
yeah,
sorry.
For sure. So,
okay,
yeah, pretty much I have a lot of different options on my website. So you can literally just go into the shopping cart and buy whatever boxes you want. But I do
custom orders.
Do you have
one of those, like, a monthly order, so it comes every month for us chocoholics that need it?
Oh, my God. You got the
chocolate lovers on board.
Yeah, that's so fun you say that, because I'm actually putting together a monthly collection. Like every month I'm going to come out with a different collection, and that's going to be mailed out to, if you're on my list, that'll be mailed out to you.
So the chocolate club,
right,
we'll call the chocolate club, the chocolate
exactly.
Naya club.
Yeah, it's going to
be
a chocolate club
me.
For sure.
That
yeah.
would be me.
So
I need
yeah,
that.
You're definitely, and once you try them, you're definitely going to sign up, because they're unreal. But yeah, so you can order on the website. You can also do custom orders. Just email Neha at Indulgence.
Do you wanted like a wedding
Michelle,
chocolate?
Michelle,
what?
Michelle,
what?
She dropped.
Hey, extend
her
the show
dropped.
Real quick. She'll call Hello? Back. Michelle.
Wait, what? I missed something. I heard chocolate and I'm done.
I know. But
what happened?
Well,
her
let
call
me talk.
Dropped. I don't know if her cell phone died or if it, her call
aye,
dropped.
Aye, Winnipeg. Aye, aye, aye. We were talking about chocolate. That's probably, it got oversaturated with cocoa.
All right.
Hi, guys.
Here we
sorry
go.
About that.
Okay.
Hi, guys.
She's back with us.
Sorry.
Naya,
yeah.
did our lines get saturated with cocoa?
Yes, I think that's exactly what happened, for real.
Sorry, we were talking so much about chocolate, we overtook the lines. You were just saying about if people can custom order, say if they want to custom order something for like a shower or
yep.
some kind of special cake, how can they do that?
Yeah, so just email us at neha@indulgencetruffles.com or send a message through my website, and I will get to you and we'll put your custom order together. I do weddings. I have a wedding next week. I do weddings all the time, showers, parties, everything. So
how long have you been doing this for?
The
manager
is going to know if you
like,
have
I'm,
a store in Toronto.
I don't have a store in Toronto, but if you order anything, can be ordered and we'll ship it directly to you all over the world pretty much. So,
Naya,
and,
how long have
yeah.
you been doing this for? I mean, has this been something that you've been doing, you know, since you were little, or did you just start this? Can you give us a little background about it?
I started about 2.5 years ago. It's really, really crazy. Just a random story. One day I saw this recipe for like a chai flavored truffle or something along those lines. And then I kind of like changed it around, improvised, did my own thing, and I just made these chocolates out of nowhere. And then I gave them to my family, and they're like, oh my God, these are so good. And then one of my sister's friends came over, and she tried them, and she's like, you have to tell Neha to start a business because these are unreal. And then it kind of started from that. And then my sister was getting married that year, and we have these big, crazy Indian weddings. And we had about 500 people at the wedding, and I made about 3,000 of them for the cocktail hour. Just
what?
Just prior, yeah. I made a ton of them. It literally was 3,000, and we made them for just the hour before the whole, all the entertainment and everything starts. And then in the middle of the night, I went out to, you know, just go check up on everything, and they're all gone. And people were, like, literally losing their mind. And then at that point, I was like, okay, this is, like, legit. So I got to start selling these to people. So
do you put anything special in it that you can, like, you know, some Neha sauce or what
well,
is it that you put in it that's a secret, or is it something that they just need to buy and taste?
I think it's something that everyone needs to buy and taste. There's something definitely special about them. I can't give away all my secrets, but I can say that.
Oh, jeez. Sorry, people. I tried.
Yeah, exactly. I use great ingredients. I use very high-end chocolate. It's nothing like buying a chocolate bar at your convenience store. It's a very different experience, and I think everyone should definitely try them.
Did you bring any in the house with you, or was it given to you as a special treat? Like, did you try to bring any in the house with you, or
yeah,
use it
so,
to, like, lure in alliances, the chocolate
no,
lover
unfortunately
alliance?
Not. No, I did have it. Like, if I were to win the HOH, which I never got an opportunity to win, or I didn't win anyways, that was going to be my luxury item. So I would have had them in the house if I had won the HOH.
And then you would have totally won Big Brother because you would have, like, lured him in with your truffle.
Absolutely. I'd be like, okay, I'll give you a truffle if you don't put me in a block.
Hey, I need to pass along a comment from our chat room. JTV Jason said, somebody make sure to tell Neha that her sisters are the bomb.
Oh, well, thank you so much. It's amazing. Thanks, Jason. I would love
how
to know
has
that.
The
I know.
Family love been, Neha? I mean, it must be so crazy to have your family, because not only are you going through the experience of being in the house and then coming out and having the fans, but your family has been obviously involved. What are their experience in all of this?
Oh, man, my family's so great. Like, my sisters were running my social media while I was gone, and they did an amazing job of it. And it was crazy for them. Like, they were, like, literally, like, up all night watching me on the feed. Whenever I would go to bed, that's when they would go to bed. I went to bed when I was in the house, like, real late every night. And they were just – it was a roller coaster for them, too, because, like, they were sad when I left. And, like, I could see when I came back home, like, they were, like, heartbroken for me because they saw that I was so, like, upset over it. But everyone's happy. Like, everyone knows that I did, you know, a good job, and they're so, so supportive of me. And, yeah, it's just unreal. So yeah, they are pretty awesome. And I'm really happy that everyone knows that.
I
just
need
to go
to
back
know
a little bit, Neha. I'm sorry, Paul, just to go back a little bit, Neha, because you are a super fan, and I didn't know that you would watch my season. But when you did the finale and you got to hang out with myself and McCray and Spencer and stuff, at that moment, did you realize that you are stuck as my family, you're my sister? How did that feel being a Big Brother fan and then also being part of the Big Brother? Because, you know, when I met you, I was starstruck too.
Yeah.
So I know you just probably got like a little taste, but you know that you're stuck for life with me. So how does that feel?
I'm so happy. I'm so excited. Like, it's so crazy for me because, like, these are people that you watch on television and then you're freaking hanging out with them and talking to them and texting them. And, like, it's so unbelievable to me. Like, I just honestly can't even believe it, because I remember, like, I wasn't really big on social media before I went on the show, but I would always search, like, hashtag Big Brother, hashtag BB Can or whatever, just to see what, like, people were talking about. And, like, I would see people tweet to each other and that, and I was like, oh, my God, I know who that is, blah, blah, blah. And now, like, these people are tweeting to me. It's so unreal. And I'm so happy about it. I'm so excited. It's a crazy family to be a part of, but it's freaking awesome.
Well, okay, you're in Toronto, so you're kind of near New York. So just to throw it out there, I'm sure everybody would love for you to come down for the, which I think I already told you about this, the NYC premiere party of Big Brother 17. Are you as excited as we are that Big Brother 17 is right around the corner?
Oh, my God. I cannot freaking wait for Big Brother 17. I don't think I'll be able to make it to New York that weekend, but I'm so excited for it, and it's I'm sure it's going to be phenomenal.
I am too. I don't know.
I'm in sequester right now, Nay. I don't tell anybody.
Shh. Oh, shit. Okay.
I don't know if you. I don't know if you guys
have you seen the new house? I did. Oh, I saw some of the pictures, and it was really cool. I saw that. I think they have some, which is I find interesting. They have some like old, some old artifacts in the house. Like I think from a previous season.
Really?
I don't know. I could be wrong. I thought I saw something. I don't know if it's my eyes playing tricks on me, or if like I think I remember seeing like some stuff from BB16 or whatever it was, or another season. And that's just I'm just seeing that because I personally think that it's going to be a season where they have some old house guests in the house.
Well, we'll find out maybe tomorrow. But here's back to your season. Here's my question: the task that Johnny had when you guys had to line up. For, from
yep.
the least to the most.
Yeah.
I want to know how you ended up, why they chose you to be the most hygienic. Were you always in the bathroom, or tell us the story, background behind that?
I'm just a clean person. They can tell. I'm always put together. I look good and great. So they said, hey, she's the cleanest
one
of all.
She's beautiful, by the way. Oh, my God. I mean, flawless, by the way, Nate.
Oh, thank you.
Flawless, honey. Girl, look it.
It's either that or it's just that everyone else is really dirty and they knew that. That's all.
No, we're not saying anybody was dirty, but it could be possible. No, I'm just kidding.
So, how often was there that night after the pool party, there was the hot tub spin the bottle, and was that a recurring thing or was that just for that one night? And how many kisses did you get?
Ooh, oh, Paul, you asking a lot of questions, Paul. Okay, girl.
Well, so I think that happened a couple of times, and I actually kissed no one. I only gave kisses on the cheeks, so... That's not my style.
And whose cheeks did you grace your presence with?
Oh, everyone. Everyone's cheeks. Like, I was not about to. Yeah, yeah. Whoever I landed on, I kissed them on the cheek. I didn't give any.
You didn't pull a Bobby. I mean, that was.
Oh, I know. Brutal. You might saw that on TV, but imagine sitting in the hot tub at the same time that happened. That kiss happened. It was funny.
Well, Nayef, I got just a couple more questions because I know we've kept you on a little bit. First off, I just want to ask you, do you have anything in the works? I know you talked a little bit about having something coming on in Toronto, but do you have anything set in stone, any meet and greets, appearances that you want to let us know about so that we can pass it along to the listeners that will be listening or who haven't listened yet?
Oh, actually, nothing is so solid yet. There will be something in Toronto very soon, but I am planning on going around a bit. If there's any specific cities anybody wants to see me in, please let me know. I know a lot of my fans have been saying, come here,
Well, how
come
can
there,
they let
there.
You know, Naya? How can they contact you? Tell everybody about your handles, your tweeters, your Instagram.
Yeah.
How can they get a hold of you?
So please, everyone tweet me at NehaSBBCan3. So it's NaehaS. BBCan3. Also, you can find me on Instagram, and it's my full name, so it's Neha Sareen, so it's at NaehaSareen. And then my Facebook fan page is Neha Sareen Big Brother Canada 3. So any of those methods, please contact me on and let me know. Tweet at me. Let me know where you want to see me. Maybe even, like, what part of the city is best. I don't really know. But just let me know, and I'll try to arrange something.
Yes, give suggestions. Sebastian in Toronto, I'm sure you'll be number one to give a suggestion because you're in the Toronto area. And what's better than that? Because there is a lot of you guys in the Toronto area. How? Okay, so being a big fan and then you meeting Big Brother Canada, forget about me, okay, because I already know. Big Brother 1 Canada or Big Brother 2, what was your favorite moment meeting whomever? Who did you have, like, that kind of moment that you just kind of bugged out?
Oh, man. I think my favorite moment was I had the opportunity to meet Adele, actually. But he came down to Canada. Yeah, he's freaking. I love him so much. He came down to Toronto for because he was doing the sideshow, and so I actually met him the night before he did the show because he was in town. And the moment I met him, I fangirled him so hard because like I'm such a fan of his. Like I really really like him, and he's just such a freaking awesome guy. Like he's just like how I thought. Like he's so cool, and we're like friends.
Is there somebody that you met that you were like, oh my god, I feel bad that I dislike, not that you dislike them, but you didn't like their gameplay or whatever, and then you met them and you were like, holy crap, I wish I didn't think that about them.
No, I mean, like, if I didn't like your gameplay, whatever, like, you didn't play a good game, so that's bad, but it's cool. Like, you can still be a cool person outside of that. I'm sure there's lots of people. I mean, Yeah, there's lots of people whose games, like, I don't like at all, but, like, meeting them in real life, we're friends now, so it's two different things. Like, you can just, like, not like someone's game but still like them as a person. And I don't feel bad about anything.
Oh, I like that answer. Very subdued. Very,
yeah.
Like, low-key, not calling anybody out. I like that. Naya, I just want to say personally, it was such an honor to meet you. You are so classy. You are so smart. And you actually never even told me that that you watched Big Brother 10. I didn't think any of you guys even knew who I was. You probably thought
God, are you kidding me?
I thought I was like, you know, like, hey, I'm here in the party.
No, I knew exactly who you were. That's what I'm saying. I'm so surprised. I'm pretty sure I thought I might have said it to you. I'm pretty sure we talked a little bit about Big Brother. No, I don't know.
Well, no, I think you were very, like, nonchalant. You were very cool about it, and I was trying not to ask people if they knew who I was because I was trying to be cool, too. So we were both cool. Cool beans.
Yeah, I'll tell you, there's a guarantee. I guarantee you that at least, like, 50% of ARC My Cast, they know who you are for sure because there's, like, 6 or 7 of us that were super fans that literally know every single player, their name, everything. So I'm pretty sure, like, Sarah knew who you were, JP, Willow for sure knew who you were. Johnny 100% is a big super fan, and Zach, like, these guys all guaranteed knew who you were because big fans of the show.
No, I mean, you guys did attack me at some point in time, but I was just like, okay. You know, I was like, please, guys, there's enough of me to go around. No, I'm just kidding. No, but it was such a pleasure. And for me, I felt like so, like a mommy. Like, I wanted to, like, just cradle you guys and hug you guys and know that I understand, and I was there for you guys, and for you to allow me to be in your experience, I thank you for that.
Oh,
and
yeah,
thank
for
you
sure.
For just being a fan of Big Brother, watching you, and I hope you get back on someday to show your true colors. But thank you so much for coming to Manic Mondays. Is there anything else you want to say? Just to let you know, too, you can always come back anytime you want to talk about chocolate, which I'm going to give you my address, just not on the air. Because I want them truffles, girl. I want to eat them up.
Yeah, girl, for sure.
But if you could always come back on, talk about any of your adventures, anything you plan on doing. And I hope you had fun tonight.
It was so much fun. Thank you so much for having me. And I would love to come back. And thank you so much. Yeah, it was great. I'm so pumped that I got to do this today.
Well, is there anything else you want to say? Anything else you want to promote before you go, babe?
Yeah, just everyone tweet at me. I'm always on my social media. I'm always trying to respond to everything that I can. I'm a little slow this weekend just because I'm so busy, but I'm constantly on Twitter and Instagram, so I will be there to respond to you. And, let me know where you guys want me to come out to, and I'll try to make some appearances. It was crazy this weekend doing the appearances in Winnipeg. It was so much fun. And I'd love to hit every other place in Canada possible, maybe the States. Who knows? I don't know. I love traveling.
Well,
I don't know if I told you
about this, but I run a Toys for Tots event, and I'm vice president, and we do it in New Hampshire, which is not too far from Toronto, and there's a few people from Canada that are going to be coming down. So maybe you guys can all ride along and join us and raise money for Toys for Tots at the same time having a little fun.
All right.
I'll keep you updated. That's in December. But
let me know.
Let you know,
yeah.
Naya. Naya,
yeah,
we loved watching you. You were awesome. We wish you all the best in your endeavors, and just take in everything, because at this moment is living up the Big Brother life and taking the ride in the roller coaster ride that you don't know where it's going to go. So we know you're going to do great, bigger things that you've already done, that you're going to be doing even better. So God bless you, and
wish you
the best for you, baby girl.
Thanks so much, guys. I had so much fun. Thank you so much.
All right, you have a good night.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye, Shleya.
Take care.
I wanted to do an alliance with her, with the Truffle Portuguese Indian Alliance. I think that would be pretty good. I think it would be pretty good. I don't know, but thank you, Naya, for Paul. How awesome was Naya? I mean, really?
She was okay. I'm saying that because she's still on the line.
I'm still listening. I'm supposed to hang up for a while.
Can you just stay on us forever? Please just stay with us forever, Naya.
I didn't realize they kept going. But anyways, I'm going to hang up because I really have to run. But
okay. Are you sure?
But thank you, guys.
You can stay on if you want.
No, I got to go. But thank you so much.
Okay. Naya,
bye, guys.
Awesome. Thanks.
Take care.
Oh, my God. That was so stinging cute. Paul, you are so funny.
I'm
sure you were excited about Naya calling in.
Absolutely. Couldn't you tell?
I know. She talked truffle and you were just done. And I'm still waiting for those chocolates, Naya.
Yeah.
I hope you're listening.
No, it's also always, it's awesome to talk to Big Brother house guests, but always additionally awesome to talk to somebody that's been watching for that many years. I mean,
I did not know that. When I tell you she was so nonchalant, low-key, and I had a lot of Big Brother Canada people tell me, I know who you are, or I didn't, and I don't care. I love you. Me and her really didn't discuss that. We didn't really get into, like, the deets. And for her to say that is, beyond awesome, because I was like, they don't know me, I'm too old. And to know that, you know, she knew how I was, it's kind of cute. But I'm still upset about the chocolate. Anyway.
Stop talking about it.
Just,
it makes me hungry.
Yeah, well, just a couple of things before we go. I'm not going to be on next week, you guys, because I will be en route to New York City. What have I made of that? I mean, the premiere of Big Brother 17, which will be the 24th and the 25th. Put it in your calendars. Put it in your goddamn Android. Put it in your FaceTime. Put it in whatever you got to put it in. Just put it in. Because next week will be.
Can you believe it, Michelle? It's that.
Oh,
close.
My God. Can you hear it in my voice? I'm so excited. I can't even handle myself, Terry.
Life as we know it is about to change once again. It changes every year, every summer.
My best friends are coming.
As we know it.
Terry, my best friends are coming. They don't even know it yet, but they're my best friends.
Yep, that's what you talked about. Every new cast is going to
like
be new best friends. I'm always, every season, I'm always curious. I'm sure all three of us feel this way. If we see a new house guest, we say, oh, my God, I've been talking to them on, you know, the Internet, or I know that person. I want to know somebody. That'd be so cool.
Me, too. I feel it in my heart that in that Big Brother casting of Providence, I know there was somebody. I know. I feel it. I just feel it. So I can't wait for tomorrow. Now, Paula Cherry, if you can fill me in, is it going to be exposed to us non-buyers of the CBS live feeds with Jeff interviewing, or are we going to have to wait till it's exposed, until somebody leaks it? Does anybody know that?
Well, from what I understand, they're going to release the, starting at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, they're going to release the bios and the print bios and info, and the interviews will begin tomorrow, but they won't be shown until Wednesday.
What? That's not what I understood. I thought that they are going to live stream interviews with the new house guests beginning tomorrow morning. Huh?
With Jeff, correct?
I assume it's going to be with Jeff, but beginning at 11 a.m. Eastern, and that is 8 a.m. Pacific time, beginning 11 a.m.
But that's
Eastern.
Not where, Paul, can you address where people can see it? They have to go through this CVS live stream. Like, they need to...
Right. It's called CBS Access. It's something that CBS started maybe 6 months ago to get people to pay to be able to watch all the CBS programming on the internet. And so,
and we have a link now.
You have to join CBS.
Well, we have a link to for them to purchase a subscription, Cherry?
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to post that up.
Go to our group page. You can get the link at our group page.
CBS Access is where you're going to get the live feeds from. And once you join CBS Access, that will be how you get the live feeds. That you can try it for 1 week free. So beginning tomorrow morning, it's my understanding that all the new house guests will go through their interviews, and likely, like you suggested, likely it will be with Jeff. And so we'll see the live interviews with Jeff beginning tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern. Then after they do it with CBS, then they'll go to the other Big Brother interviewers that we've seen every year. And so we'll have a number of those. But
am I the only one having a moment right now? Am I the only one having a moment? Are we all having a moment?
Awesome.
Let's all have a moment together. Ready? Mm-hmm. Everybody have a moment. Everybody inhale. Everybody exhale. Because that will be the only time you'll be able to breathe, people. I can't even tell you. I am more excited for this season than I ever been. I don't even know why, because I've been excited every season. But I can't even explain it.
We always speculate every year, but do you have any feelings, Michelle, one way or the other about if any feelings one way or the other about whether there will be any returning house guests along with new ones, or do you think it'll all be new?
What I would want is, if it's going to be a new season, I want a new season. At this point, for me, it's either all stars or new season. I understand why they want a new season. They had a fabulous last season. I want next season to be All-Stars bottom line, because this season I was hoping for All-Stars, but I would want – I don't know if I would want – I don't know if they would do house guests coming back part of the game, of them coming back in the game, maybe just part of the game, being a part of – a host competition. I don't know. I know that there's going to be 23 of us, which involves Rachel Riley, Brandon, Alyssa, Adam Pock, myself, Carol, Andrew, possibly, Gina Marie, Jen City,
At the premiere?
You know,
party?
Yeah, at the premiere. So it's kind of like, you know, maybe some of those people you could think that could possibly, if they're there, I don't know if that's going to be coming back throughout the season, Paul. I mean, I don't know. I don't know
okay,
what I want.
I don't know. I was just curious if you had a gut feeling one way or the
but
other.
But I'm in La La Land.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun tonight. I will say that much. I had a good time.
Well, I did have a fabulous time. Sherry and Paul, love you guys. Like I said, I'm not going to be on next week because I will be on the road in my voyage to New York. I'm making some pit stops beforehand, which I'm going to be taking my mom. And we have some things that we have going on that will not make me able to make the show. But I will be tweeting and twatting and I'm just kidding. Facebooking and Instagramming. Well, I don't really Instagram. But I'm excited. I mean, I can't believe it's a week and 2 days away. And thank you guys for listening today. Naya was fabulous and awesome. The next time I talk to you guys, Big Brother will be already started, and I can't even fathom how we're going to all pick our favorites. So what I want you guys to do is your homework. I want you guys to make your list up. As soon as you guys see the cast, I'm not going to be on next week, so we'll go over your favorites after you've watched the first episode and the second. Make sure you get your favorites, your least favorites, your controversial, whatever you want to say, and we'll talk about it when I come back, if I have a voice, though I've been very good with that. I'm excited. I don't know about you guys, but I'm very excited. I think it's going to be great. And if they don't have anybody coming back, watch out, people. Watch out, because it's going to be a doozy. So,
and if you haven't gotten your CBS pass yet, go to the Rad Reality Show group page and click on the link that's provided there. I've pinned the post at the top of the page. Click that link there, CBS Pass, from the Rad Reality Show group page. We would appreciate it. Thank you so very much.
Well, I love you, Paul and Sherry. Thank you so much for being your fantastic selves. I'll miss you guys next week.
I'll miss you.
And
Mama Casta have a wonderful time.
I plan on it. I'm going to make sure that my mom has a good time with everything that she's been going through. So I'm going to make the best of it. We're going to have a good time. And then when I get back, Mama Casta, I'm going to make sure she comes on one of these nights to talk about who her favorite is. Maybe we might just make a Mama Casta segment. You never know.
There you go.
Know what the future holds. Sherry and Paul, you have a fantastic night. Make sure you guys watch all of your favorite reality shows. Show of the Sunset, Bachelor, Master Chef, and the finale of whatever show that you like, which Paul played a little clip of tonight. So I'm intrigued. Paul?
Mason-Dixon line.
I'm all about that Mason-Dixon line.
That was hysterical.
That was awesome.
Oh,
I couldn't believe
Sean.
That.
Sean. Okay.
Well, thank you all so much for joining us.
Closer, and you got to tell them about a special show.
Yes, we are going to have a special show tomorrow night, to discuss the reveal of the cast of Big Brother 17. Because we've been waiting for it for so long.
Oh,
they're revealing the cast tomorrow, and we want to talk about it. So we're doing a special show tomorrow night so that we can come on here and talk about the new cast of Big Brother 17. So
17.
It's going to be, I know. Can you believe it? So it's going to be at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. Join us here tomorrow night on the Rad Reality Show Network. We know you want to talk about it. We want to talk about it. And Ed Brophy from TV Fishbowl wants to talk about it too.
Yeah.
So he's going to be joining us. And
my wine hobby.
We're going to dish on the new.
I want wine and I want truffles. Naya, give me my truffles.
All right.
No, I'm really serious, Naya. You owe me some truffles. I was waiting at my hotel door for the truffles, so she owes me truffles.
All righty. Well, we gotta wrap this one up, girls.
Yes, it
good
is
night,
time.
You guys.
Thank
I love you.
You. So
I love
you,
much. Paul and Jerry.
Love
you too,
Michelle. You take care. Have a great weekend.
Ciao, babe. And well, by the way, I'm sunburned throughout my body, and I'm going to go bathe in aloe vera right now.
You go take care, babe. All right, we're going to close this one out with Ron, as we always do. Thank you all for being here with us tonight, and make sure you're back here tomorrow night, same time, same place, the Rad Reality Show Network. And well, not the same time. We're going to do 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central tomorrow night to talk about the Big Brother 17 new cast for the new season. Can't wait to see who's in that house. Come back and talk about it with us. Here's Ron to take us away for tonight. Here we go, folks. Good night.
I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in. God bless you, and thank you for listening to the show. And it was a great one.
It was a lot of fun. And we're going to do it all again tomorrow night. Say goodnight, Paul.
Good night.
Good night. See you all tomorrow. Good night, everyone.